This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
Shootout bonanza against McDavid.
Today's McDavid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah! Should watch thinking you're going to do pretty well, right?
Yeah. Oh, let me limber up for this one now.
Look at you. I'm so impressed.
Ah, nice.
That's it. I'm done. I'm finished. Cut the cameras. It's over. It's a wrap.
This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
Save DPietro.
On 98.7 ESPN.
He sounds like me there. All right, that's it. I'm done.
I was channeling my inner you. I mean, you remember, I did the radio show at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I remember, and you hardly complained about it.
No, at all.
No, not even a little bit. I believe that was from a business center in Las Vegas, right?
That I paid to use, apparently.
But I imagine ESPN picked up your tab when you returned, no?
Yeah, of course not.
Did they really not?
No, of course not.
They didn't pay for your hotel bill?
Yeah, they paid the hotel bill, but they didn't pay my that was an incidental.
Incidentals?
Yeah.
And the movies?
And the, yeah. Yeah. I didn't get any movies, surprisingly. I didn't have the energy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because you're up at 2 in the morning.
I'm an adult now. 2.
I
wish I was up at 2.
On that gambling barrage.
I was up at 1. You're laughing. It's no joke. I was up at 1.
Because adults don't wake up at 1.
I had to disconnect the entire business center took up this machine. And then wait for security to open it up for me.
We're lucky we had you those days.
Oh, you don't know how close we were to not.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Rick deserves an A-plus effort for those couple of days.
And wasn't it just like, all right, Rick, here's the equipment. Go figure it out.
Listen, I'm not going to comment on the logistics. All I will say is that Rick made the greatest technological and logistic commitment to the show that any of the four of us have made those couple of days.
Well, none of us have ever made any kind of a crazy logistical hurdle.
Oh, well, he's top of the mountain right now.
Well, good for you. Congratulations. We're so proud of you.
Mm-hmm. I had the man come upstairs and take the TV off the wall so I could try to plug that machine in. I was like, oh, this cord looks like I could plug into it. I was like, why'd you take that TV off? He's like, okay. took the flat screen right off the wall.
Right off the wall.
That didn't work.
Did you say just put that right here in my luggage?
You wrap that
and
up,
for safekeeping, let's just put it in my suitcase. Nothing will happen to it in there.
Yeah, no, it'll be safe right in here.
Right in here. It's like a vault. Time for Straight Talk, brought to you by, you guessed it, Straight Talk Wireless. I think we get to the calls because I think people need to talk about the Jets and the Giants. We make it cathartic. We get to the calls and we build the excitement and the anticipation for the games this weekend. What do you think?
I think you're right.
All right, let's go to Danny. Now, Danny, cursing on the radio, not permitted. Good morning, Danny in Centerport.
Good morning, guys. Not for a minute. I'll control myself here. Dave, I got to tell you what, man. You got me really excited right now. You know what? I consider you an awesome football analyst. And for you to talk about the Jets the way you just did gets me really pumped up. Listen, we're doing this just like you said, without Breece Hall, without Vera Tucker, without Becton, okay? I need Mike White to just be above average. You know what I need Mike White to be? You know how I want to relate it? I need him to be the best version of Alex Smith that I can get. Okay? Because if he can give me just above average play, I'm not going to live in the wouldas and shouldas, but if we had just above average play, Dave, right now, we would be playing for a division title. We just need above average quarterback play, and I wouldn't be sitting here talking about, well, if the Bengals do this or the Chargers do that. You know what? We'd be playing for a division title right now with above average play. We would not be worried about anybody but us.
But don't be, like, Danny, don't be negative. You, I mean, I,
no,
maybe
I'm not,
you have
Dave,
that guy
I'm not,
now.
I am
stoked right now, Dave. I actually feel like we can beat this Viking team. And if we beat this Viking team, I don't say we lose to the Bills. I say we go fight for a fight and fight for a division title and stop talking about wild cards and all this other nonsense. Mike White, give me the best version of Alex Smith, and I will be absolutely pumped and excited for where this team can go for the future. And I really appreciate it, guys. I'm looking forward to an awesome football weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Can't wait. I mean, and thanks for the call, Danny. It's championship Saturday tomorrow, right? Oh, you see, by the way, the Michigan running back, he's going to have surgery.
Yeah, he's
going to
get knee surgery, yeah.
That stinks.
It's brutal.
But you get championship Saturday tomorrow, and then you get the full cavalcade of games on Sunday. Just,
yeah,
and
you
phenomenal.
You saw the other news, too. That the college football playoff's going to expand at 12.
Yeah, but I'm going to have a different take than you.
Are you going to like it or you don't like it?
I couldn't dislike it more.
Well, how much of that, though, is that, I mean, since the college football playoff is now in existence, like, I mean, how many people care about the other bowl games now?
No, not at all.
Okay, but, so now you just say you bring more interest to that other stuff.
12 teams? Rick, if you told me there would be a fifth and sixth team this year, I'd say I don't need to see that.
Yeah, but I think it's just
12?
Listen, I think it's more to just to add intrigue to some of these other games. And also to keep the best players.
You know what? It's really for money, though.
Well, of course it's for money, but it's right. Also, too, like, I mean, you have, if there's only four teams that make the college football playoff, so it's, you know, right now you got the four, and then you got Ohio State, and you got Alabama on the
But
on the
I
got
to be honest with you, I don't want to see Ohio State in it.
But I think here's the thing, though, what I'm trying to tell you, though, is now it keeps, rather than have those players say, you know what, I'm not playing, this bowl means nothing.
Right, now at least they'll have meaning to it. No, you're right.
Like, we're playing for something still. Like, there's still the chance. There's the outside hope. Like, this game normally would be meaningless. I mean, for the school, it makes us money, but
right,
meaningless.
Right, but now I've got to play. So there's got to be buys involved, right, if you're going to have 12.
Yeah, I don't know the exact logistics, but, I mean, there were some people that wanted 16 teams.
it's absurd. 12. Imagine 12 this year. Who'd you put in? LSU? LSU has three losses. Clemson?
LSU did beat Alabama, though.
Okay, so if you beat Alabama, you just get an entree. They have three losses, Rick.
They let you right in.
Anybody's going to get in.
All right, I'll give you the top.
You do know what's going to happen now, though, is the regular season of college football is going to be meaningless.
Well, I wouldn't say it's going to
lose a lot of its luster, because unless you stink, you're going to get in.
Well, depending on what you're trying to accomplish, how
if you can't
work,
be top 12.
No, I understand what you're saying, but you could also be fighting like I want just like we're doing in the NFL right now. Well, I want that number one seed. I want that bye.
Of course. But there's not going to be the same, like Ohio State, Michigan is not going to have the same impact, because if you lose that game, you'll be fifth instead of third. Wow.
So right now, top 12 would be Georgia, Michigan, TCU, USC, Ohio State, Alabama, Tennessee, Penn State, Clemson, Kansas State, Utah, and Washington.
Do I need to see Washington in the playoff?
Utah's the only team that's beaten USC. I mean, Clemson has the two losses. Penn State has two losses. Tennessee lost their quarterback.
Clemson lost to South Carolina.
I know.
South Carolina
was all
disagree.
About ruining seasons at the end.
It's way too much.
You say that now. We'll see how it. I mean,
we'll
how
see
it
how it
out.
Plays out. We'll see how it plays out. Maybe I'll adore it. Maybe I'll love it. Scott in Mays Landing. Good morning, Scott. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, Scott. What's going on, buddy?
All right. Hey, so listen, before I get to my point, can I just make one quick comment? There's nobody like Debbie Duhaime, man. These other ladies that do the traffic report, they're just so blah. Like, can we give them a happy pill and, you know, a little more enthusiasm? You know,
I will say this. Debbie Duhaime is elite at the traffic.
Go.
Elite.
The best.
Yes. Now, my point is with RJ, and I said this to him when I called, I don't feel the 49er enthusiasm. We got the second best defense. I don't understand. I mean, I know Mike McDaniels. He knows Kyle Shanahan. But it's like when Apollo Creed trained Rocky. He trained him, but he didn't give him his, like, X-Factor moves. You know what I mean? I think that Kyle Shanahan, he's got something in the, you know, something tucked away that he's going to break out, and I'm going to say it right here. 49ers win it outright, okay?
Well, they're four-point favorites.
Outright.
I would hope so if he had that much confidence that they win it outright.
He calls us. Thanks for the call, Scott. He calls us, and the Niners and the offense and Shanahan and this. And then he goes out there, and he's like, we're going to win the game outright. Well, I would hope if you have all this confidence, you'd think they're going to win the game. They're four-point favorites in the game.
You know what's going to happen, though, if for some reason RJ Luck, because RJ loves San Francisco, he's afraid to take it. If Miami does find a way to win this game, what the talk will be on Monday about the AFC.
What will it be?
Well, it's that a win like that, legit, like all the concerns you have.
Legitimizes them? Yes.
Watching Tua play in cold weather. They find a way to go into San Francisco and
win. That's the last thing you want. You already had Buffalo win. Well, one of those teams had to win, and I guess you wanted Buffalo. But you don't want Miami to go into San Francisco and win that game.
No, what happens though in your mind? I mean, what does Miami become now if they find a way to beat San Francisco?
I think Miami's very scary, very dangerous.
I know their offense is very scary. I don't think people trust their defense yet. But if they go into, are they going to San Francisco and win?
But their next three games are what the at San Fran, at the Chargers. Bills, at the Chargers.
No, they're staying in. I don't know if they're staying or not, but they play at the Chargers next.
Right. So if they can go 2-1 in these next three, it legitimizes everything.
I think this game does if they beat San Francisco.
I think they're legitimate already. Like, that offense is really special, and he's a good coach.
Great. I love him. His sound bites, like listening to some of the stuff with him and Tua on the sideline, I love. He's a little weird, but.
That's okay. I'm a little weird.
I think it's a good weird.
I'm a good weird.
Funny weird. I would, of all the coaches in the NFL that I would want to kind of be around for one of their, Saturday meetings.
He'd be the one?
He'd be on the top of the list.
If you could be on the sideline next to a head coach in the NFL and he would like turn to you and say, Rick, what do you think about like this or that? Who would that guy be?
Who? That's a good question.
I know mine.
Are you going to say Brian Daboll?
Nope.
I would probably still say Bill Belichick.
Yep, that was mine.
Because he's the best.
Yeah, because he's a genius.
I just don't understand why his team looks the way it looks right now, though.
Joe Judge.
You got Mac Jones snapping on the sideline.
How about that hand off the head last night? They had third in like a quarter of an inch, and they ran this like bizarre running play that lost 3 yards.
I don't know why this was the year that they were going to decide. Like, oh, we lost Josh McDaniels, who's like one of the best to do it, and we're going to replace him with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge.
Yeah, Joe Judge.
That's good for the quarterback. That's good for your young quarterback's development. Hey, Matt, guess what we're doing?
Yeah, you got the Judge-Patricia combination. Enjoy that. Rob and Yonkers. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
What's going on, Robbie?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I want to talk about, as far as Giants and Commanders, as long as New York Giants play mistake-free football, I think we should be good. And let's see what Kenny Galladay does this time around.
Well, I'm not holding my breath on Kenny Galladay, but I agree with you. I think the Giants play mistake-free football. You emphasize the run game. I think that defense will slow down Washington. And I like the Giants to win this game. I really do. I feel very bullish on the Giants this week.
You got to find a way to get Saquon going. You have to.
You think it's just that they're game planning against him, or that he's hit that wall?
No, I think it could be a little bit of both, but I think most of it is just like, hey, listen, guys, like there's one player on this team that we cannot allow to beat us.
But it almost felt like they didn't even give him a chance to succeed against Dallas. Like Detroit, he had no chance. He was overwhelmed, and they couldn't run the ball. But against Dallas, it felt like they came out throwing it so much they didn't really give him a chance.
Well, isn't that part of your response to what you expect the other team to do? Like, hey, go! Every team now we know is just going to try to eliminate Saquon, so let's give him a little okie doke. They think we're going to come out running.
Yes, but don't you have
it.
To? Don't you have to play to your strengths too?
Yeah, I think you do. Listen, I was surprised they didn't run Daniel Jones more in that game.
Oh, I know. I got the text.
That was a very nice text.
It wasn't a bad text, but I'm in the middle of the game. You think I'm going to start answering texts?
You fire off tweets?
I didn't tweet once during the game.
Yeah, but you usually fire off tweets.
Not really. I'm not. No. You're confusing me with Santiago Six. He fires off tweet after every play. Not me.
That's right.
I'm usually when they win. Now I post the record. That's my thing this year.
Yeah, that's like your new calling card.
That's my thing. Yeah.
Play red!
It's like when they turn on, when he turns on the sinks in Home Alone. You're the wet bandit now?
Yeah, pretty much. You want to hear from Daniel Jones real quick?
The score bandit?
Yeah, all right. Listen, Daniel Jones, is Saquon Barkley slowing down in recent weeks?
People are going to talk, you know, look for something to say, but I certainly haven't seen that. He's playing well, and I'm excited to watch him get out there on Sunday.
Boy, he's Captain Cliche, huh?
He's got it all. Just exactly what you need to play.
He's Eli.
He is Eli. Minus the postseason. The postseason success.
Yeah, magic, yeah. He's Eli Manning.
I would like to see him, though. That's part of the reason why I'm so interested for this team to make the playoffs.
What, to see him in the big moments? But
yeah.
you know what? The next 6 weeks are playoff games anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But you're trying to get as much information as possible.
All right, here's my question for you. All right? You have to bet all your money one way or the other. Every penny of the $35 million you earned in the NHL and still receive every July 1st. Okay?
Okay.
Is Daniel Jones the Giants starting quarterback next year, week one? Wait on it, think about it, and answer it on the other side.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, maybe 47, we'll make our picks, of which Raymond already has one in the vault because he took the Bills and he had an easy time last night with that one.
I would imagine, too, we probably can't ask him this just because he wouldn't answer it, but, like, of all the sports, of the four major sports, how brutal football would be offensively as a skill position player if your quarterback stunk, like, especially as a tight end.
And leads you into bad spots, yeah.
Like, just bad spots. You're not getting the ball. It's like, it just, I mean, it's so physical. Like, you spend the entire week, like with hockey, like well, we have to rank a long time, but it's like we're not in meetings. Like we'll watch if you're on the PK, you'll watch a PK meeting. Like you'll have a power play meeting. You'll have some like it's not like all day in meetings. Like we're at the Jets facility at what time? Like I mean, the show started at 5.
Well, the show started at 5. I think we got there at 4:58.
Well, yeah, then you picked me up in the security vehicle. But they're there. I mean, what was the first guy there at 6:37?
Early.
And they were all day. Like, you imagine that all day, every day, and then you get to the game, which is the payoff, and it's like, well, I can't even get the football. My quarterback's terrible.
Right. Were you not expecting a little more from the tight ends heading into this year for the Jets?
A lot more, yeah.
Yeah, so was I. All right, so we teased the question. Now I want you to answer it. Do you believe Daniel Jones, you have a lot of money. A lot of money. You live in a state. You have a full gated home. If you had to put
My house ate my dress pants too. For some reason I can't.
You can't find them?
No, I had a real problem last night.
Well, what happened?
I have no idea. I don't know what happened.
Are they gone? Are they missing?
Gone. I lost my mind. I have no idea. But the pants.
It's all on the table.
Dress pants are gone. Officially.
So you thought you had them in a specific location and now they're gone?
Yeah, I thought I dry cleaned them and then had them hung up and they're gone.
Well, that's interesting. All right. That being said, is Daniel Jones week one starting quarterback Giants next year?
I feel like it's early. It's unfair for you to ask me that question now since we're now playing the most meaningful part of the schedule.
Okay. Well, but I think that's the exciting part of it.
I would lean yes. At the moment, I would lean yes because I think that Brian Daboll likes him. I think we all know the owner likes him. He's definitely gotten better. And I think, more importantly, Daniel Jones would be crazy not to want to stay here. so financially he would make it make sense. I mean, remember when I said to you, like, the beauty of having Brian Daboll as your coach now and proving to you that he's a, I mean, that he's a really good head coach. Not just a really good offensive coordinator. He's like, he's showing you he's a really good head coach.
He's a very smart guy, yes.
But the combination of him and Kafka seem like they work wonders with quarterbacks. You saw Daboll with Josh Allen. You know, Kafka was with Pat Mahomes. So you didn't necessarily need to have one of those, you know, top 10 picks to get a quarterback. Because if you found a quarterback you liked in the first round or wherever it was, like, these guys would do a good job of developing that quarterback. So, I mean, so that opportunity would still exist if you decided, hey, you know, Daniel was really good this year. He has all the intangibles that we like. Like, I'm interested to see what it would look like if he had some actual talent.
If he had receivers?
It. Yeah.
Like, if he had Jets or Washington-like receivers, I agree with you. Because it feels like the offensive line is on the verge of being fixed, right?
You're going to get healthy this week, too. Healthier.
Yes. Evan Neal's going to play. Feliciano's going to play.
Bredesen's going to be back.
Yeah, so you are clearly trending in the right direction. I agree with you. I think he's going to be back. I don't know if they draft someone, if they sign someone as a free agent. See, I guess you can't, right? You can't sign him and sign a free agent quarterback, too.
No, you would bring him back, and it would make, I think, financially it would make sense, because I think Daniel, I mean, I don't think he's going to try to break the bank, or he's going to have all these teams lining up to give him humongous offers. They like him, he likes them, and then you can still, you know, try to find a young quarterback to develop at the same time.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. All right, let's go to some of the calls. Frank in Brooklyn. Good morning, Frank. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. I mean, what wins championships? Defense, correct? We see that every year.
No. You know what? Firstly, this whole thing, you can't win a championship without a defense. You can't win without. No, you need a good to great quarterback, and you need at least a serviceable to good defense.
I get you. I understand that. But, Dave, before we started signing these young quarterbacks and trying to get to the Super Bowl in their rookie deal, before the formula changed, you had teams like the Giants with a Hosteller or a Phil Sims.
Do you understand how long ago that is, Frank? The Giants with Hosteller was over 30 years ago. The Giants with Sims is approaching, amazingly enough, 40 years.
What about Baltimore? Baltimore or Dilfer.
You could argue, man, that was the greatest defense in the history of the game, Frank.
I get it. What I'm saying is, if Dable could get players to play where they have to, like Belichick, and be elite at their positions, and you could coach a team, you could have a good quarterback. You don't have to be elite and mistake football to get you there. It doesn't necessarily have to be elite. So if you give Daniel Jones a contract that doesn't break the bank, and you could spend money elsewhere and have a defense that is good and a secondary, that maybe you can do the same formula and win Super Bowls. It doesn't necessarily have to just be this new formula. The old one is proven also. No? Come on, Dave.
But I think you're saying two different things, though.
What are you attacking me for? I was not down on Daniel Jones.
Go ahead. Yeah, Frank, I don't think that Dave's disagreeing with you.
It doesn't have to necessarily be the new way. It can be the old way, no?
I think I will say this. I think it's easier with the new way. I think if you just have the elite quarterback, it makes it much easier. Because that's one position that you check off instead of having a lot of positions checked.
Hold on. I mean, it'll make your life easier initially until all of a sudden now that quarterback's making $50 million. And that now your job gets harder because you got to find a way to add pieces with no money. Right, like now you have to. Now the focus has to be like you can't afford to miss on high draft picks. Like the beauty of the whole, you know, we're going to get an elite quarterback in the draft with whatever pick it is. If it's Trevor Lawrence or we're supposed to be Zach Wilson, whatever it is that we put this kid in year one. He gets all the mistakes out of his system, the growing pains, learns the system. Then by year two or midway through year two, he's turned himself into a really good quarterback. And now we have the back end of this rookie deal, where we can, you know, we can surround him with all these pieces and take advantage, and we'll win then, and he'll be so good by the time he's out of this rookie deal making all the money that, you know, he can carry us if we're not as good as we were.
Right. And that's what the Jets would have been in if the quarterback didn't seemingly stink.
The Jets would be in euphoria.
It'd be nirvana right now.
Exactly.
Your defense
right.
is excellent. You got a million weapons. Your offensive line, now that it's getting healthier, is pretty good again. And if you had the quarterback, oof.
Well, what the great quarterback does, though, I mean, this is a part of the reason why I think Kyle Shanahan, you know, decided to do what he did and go out and get Trey Lance, is because if your quarterback gets to a certain level, like, you know, a Patrick Mahomes level or one of these guys that's one of the best in the league, that I mean, he makes, like, he'll make a bad play, or, I mean, he'll make a bad play good. Like, they have that ability. You know, guys that are just good quarterbacks, like, they don't have that special ability. Like, as an offensive coordinator, like, you really got to scheme this thing up. You got to call the right plays. And if you don't call the right play, your quarterback can't necessarily turn it into a good play.
Listen, there's many ways to build a team to win. You can build with a very good defense, a good running game, and a good quarterback. You can build around a great quarterback. You can listen. The Chiefs' defense is not great, and they're good every single year.
It's better though. The Chiefs' defense,
but
it's
not. But it's not. If you rank the Chiefs' defense, it's probably what, middle of the pack.
Yeah, listen. You gotta have playmakers on both sides of the ball. Like, Chris Jones is really good. Like, you have to have certain pieces. You have to be opportunistic. If it's, you know, we're good in between. You know, we'll give you the yards in between the 20s. Then all of a sudden we lock you down in the red zone. But a team like Kansas City, if to your point with Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes.
He makes the whole thing go.
Well, he makes up for a lot of, like, we spent all this time talking about how the Giants aren't talented enough to make mistakes because they're just not good enough. Well, when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, your team can afford to make some mistakes and he can clean it up. Like, he's the eraser.
He can clean it all up. And they haven't had a great running back there in a long time, too.
Well, I mean, even last night with Josh Allen, man. I mean, the one play where it looks like he's going out of bounds. Like, that's not how you're drawing it up.
No, but when you have a special player, then the special things happen.
Yeah, on both, but it can happen on both sides of the ball.
I mean, absolutely.
Look at Pittsburgh's
defense. There's no defined recipe. I just think for me, it's if you have the quarterback, it makes it a lot easier.
I think it makes everyone's job a lot easier.
It makes it a lot easier.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So we get to 6:45. You got to stop whatever droning on you're doing at that point.
Why don't you just shut your mouth and take some phone calls?
Why don't you not be nasty to me for a minute?
Well, because you were just nasty to me.
Well, no, I'm just saying you can't drone on. We know, in the locker room, back when I was playing, making all this money.
Calls.
We don't need that at 6:45. At 6:45, we got to stop whatever we're doing and get right to Around the League. That's all I'm saying.
All right, listen, I go Around the League now if you wanted. But
now?
You're scared. You get scared.
Now would be too... I can't handle 20 minutes Around the League.
Oh, what are you going to do when we got 4 hours?
4 hours? Yeah, I worry for you in the new year for 4 hours.
Why would you worry about...
Because I think you're going to... What's the phrase? Like, pitter out? Peter out.
I think I'll just start to fade out as we.
I think at like 9:15, I could look over and just you'll be sleeping on the desk.
I'd be allowed to take a quick nap in between breaks, though. No, shut my eyes for a second.
Sure, absolutely. In fact, I might bring you a cup of warm milk and a pillow. Absolutely.
Yeah, but that microphone goes on. I'm ready.
You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Good. We'll see if you're ready for Around the League in 8 minutes from right now. Let's go to the calls. Ron in Albany. Hi, Ron. You're next up on 98.7.
Yeah, Dave. First time, long time. Love you guys.
Appreciate it
every morning.
Thank you.
Got a take on Saquon. I if they sign him again, I'm going to be not happy. If there's a gaping hole, he runs through it. If there's not a gaping hole, everything, his feet are dancing, he's looking to bounce everything. I just don't like him.
Ron, are you out of your mind? Until the last 2 weeks of the season, the guy was considered like the best running back in football and up for MVP. You don't like him?
I don't see it. This day and age, it's running back by committee, I feel. It's somebody that runs hard.
I think there's two different schools of thought.
Well, unless you have the guy, though, unless you have the running back.
No, but I think you can either go with that elite running back and play him, or you can go running back by committee. But why, if you're saying you'd prefer running back by committee, which is fine, do you need to take shots at Saquon, who is not a pitter-pattering running back? He's an elite running back.
You don't think he dances his feet if there's not a gaping hole?
Not really anymore, no. I think he's been much better about that this year, no. How could you be down on Saquon? I don't understand, Ron. How can you possibly be down on Saquon Barkley?
Well, first of all, what are they going to sign him for?
Well, forget about that, but that's not even your issue. Your issue is you just don't think he's all that good now.
Okay, we'll see where it goes the rest of the year. I mean, he's getting shut down.
Last 2 weeks have not been good.
Right.
You're not wrong. Last 2 weeks have not been good. I mean, he had 11 carries against Dallas?
Yeah, but they didn't use it against Dallas. Is that his fault?
No, that's not his fault. I mean, but it does. I mean, it's to your point that you always make. It's why you don't take a running back with a second overall pick, because again, it's nice to say let's stick with the run. That's our identity. Until all of a sudden you're down two touchdowns, and now you can't stick with it.
But this idea that Saquon hasn't had a good year is, I mean, what are we doing?
You know what my favorite part is, though? It's like Saquon MVP conversation. He's unbelievable. Looks like a completely different running back. He's healthy. He's hitting the hole hard. He's not dancing. I mean, out of the bye, why would they use him so much? He ran the ball 35 times.
You can't win.
You're using him too much.
You can't win. Save him. Don't use him. Use him. I don't even know what the right thing to do is. Here is Jordan Renan, the conductor. He's confident that Saquon's a Giant next season.
He's their best player. He's not going anywhere. They can't afford to lose him. Have you seen the rest of their weapons? Let him just walk is not a situation that they could afford to do. So they have that tag to use as a tool. That's something that they would use on him, and he's not going anywhere. So I'm very confident Saquon Barkley will not hit free agency.
You know how he ended that interview? They say goodbye?
Choo-choo.
Yeah.
I'm the conductor.
He gave a big choo-choo.
Saquon's played 82% of their offensive snaps.
The guy's at 1,000 yards.
There's not a running back that's close to 80. I mean, so.
he's at 1,000 yards. They don't have any semblance of a legitimate passing game. The guy's been sensational, and you have a caller that calls. Whether you want to move on from him or not is a different conversation. But he hasn't been good this year?
Yeah, but it's just an old narrative. Like, that's like, I mean, what he just said was the conversation about Saquon last year.
What, that he pitter-patters and dances in the backfield?
Guy wasn't healthy last year, man. He came off a major knee injury.
And I haven't seen a lot of that at all this season.
No, I think sometimes, though, I mean, I think there is a, because he's so good, like, and he's so athletic, I think when he does start to get bottled up a little bit, he does look to hit, try to hit a home run. Like, if things aren't working, then you're going to try to, you know, have a big explosive play, hit a home run, get your team. Because, I mean, you don't think he realized, if Jordan Renan knows it, you know it, I know it, everyone that watches the game knows it, the team you're playing against knows it, that he's, like, if the team's going to score points, like, he's going to be a big part of it. He knows it.
He is the most important piece on this team.
He feels that pressure.
He is the most important piece on this team. So he went 39 yards against Dallas, 22 against Detroit, 152 against Houston, 53 against Seattle, 110 against Jacksonville. That's his from October 23rd on.
Like, he could go wild on Sunday.
Absolutely could.
I just wish they would throw it to him more.
I'm surprised they haven't.
Like, I mean, you had him catch 92 balls. I mean,
yeah.
And
what do you say? Is that like 34?
I think he was at 35 last time I checked.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised by that. I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
He's got 35 catches.
So he's going to wind up with 55 catches? I thought it would be upwards of 85
plus. That's
going to
be higher. I thought it would be, I didn't know if it would be 92, but I thought it would be higher.
Yeah, I thought a lot higher. Let's go to Bobby in Saratoga. Upstate is a very big listening spot for the show. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, gentlemen. Shout out to the company. I wanted to talk about Daniel Jones because you guys were talking about his future. I think it would be perfect if they signed him to a 2-year deal upcoming, because if he's a guy, obviously you're golden. But if you get the weapons for him next year and then you don't like where you are, you have the opportunity with Tyrod Taylor leaving after that year to draft a guy, have Daniel Jones start the year and be able to develop a guy into the quarterback the following year, or go get a veteran, obviously.
Not the worst thing in the world, Bobby. I completely agree with you. If you sign Jones to a 2-year deal, let him play next year as the guy. If he's not the guy, then in that draft you draft the guy, and then you can have kind of a passing the torch from Jones to that new quarterback.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, Daniel Jones seems like a great guy. That would be somebody that would be good for a young quarterback. I think part of what Daniel Jones needs to understand too, and I think he's smart enough to recognize this, and I'm hoping the people around him are smart enough to recognize this. Like, we talk about athletes being self-aware all the time. Like, it is much easier to be average. Sounds nasty. I don't mean it by average, but be a good solid quarterback.
Right.
When you're making reasonable money.
Yes. Well, look at Kirk Cousins, right?
Well, no, but he makes a lot of money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If Kirk Cousins made reasonable money, you'd say that's pretty good value with Kirk Cousins.
Well, yeah, and if Daniel Jones likes being here, and I think they like him here, like he's going to be, like, especially if you're making, like, okay, let's make, you know, give me a 3-year deal at, you know, $20 million a year. Like, that's a lot more palatable if he's just good as opposed to trying to break the bank and
yes.
not being living up to it.
Because in theory, you can now spend a lot of money on a lot of other spots.
Yeah, which only helps him out.
Right, because you're not spending $45 million a year on your quarterback.
So now all of a sudden, I mean, you're the starting quarterback of the New York Giants. They put the right pieces around you, and you find a way to a Super Bowl. Then you can, that's when you can start trying to break the bank.
How good do you think he can be? You think he can be a top 12 quarterback in the NFL?
I don't see any reason to think that he can't be. He can't do what Ryan Tannehill does for Tennessee.
Oh, I agree with that.
What Jimmy Garoppolo's done for.
I actually think he can be better than those two guys.
I think he's
certainly more athletic than those
very
guys.
Very underrated athlete that has the intangibles necessary to continue to get better. I think that's why I think that's what's made Jalen Hurts so good now is that he's got that whatever that is inside him to make himself better. Like, I mean, Is Jalen Hurts not the most improved player in the NFL this year?
He's really good. Well, but you know what? They've done him so many favors. Look at what they have on that team. They have an elite offensive line, right?
They have
how many receivers? I mean, top two, their duo of receivers is elite. Might be the best in football. And they run the ball. And they're creative with what they ask him to do.
Yeah, they play. I mean, that offense is geared around what he does really well. But he also... Like, what defenses were doing to him last year was something that he focused on fixing this offseason, and he's done it.
Yes.
And they're bringing in A.J. Brown helps, obviously, but I think you have to bake that into it. Like, is this guy willing to do what's necessary to continue to get better?
It's clear that he is. And I think Jones is, too.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think Jones is, too. All right.
It feels like you can trust him, though. You know what I mean?
I told you, 6:45, I had to cut your mic off because we have to go around the league. Let's go around the league.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the League is brought to you by, wait for it, Jack Pocket. And here we go. Rick, take my hand. Let's take a tour around the league, shall we?
We shall.
All right. Well, we've talked about the Jets and the Vikings quite a bit already, so let's go with the non-local teams. In Philadelphia, fresh off us discussing Jalen Hurts, the Eagles at home against the Titans laying 4.5. How do you see this one playing out?
How do I see this one playing out? I think that the one thing that causes concern for people that root for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Their run defense.
Is ability to stop the run. And what is the one thing that Tennessee does really, really well?
Run the ball.
And what's the other thing that they do really, really well?
Stop the run.
Exactly right. So I think this is a good matchup for Tennessee. They're coming off a tough loss. I might dabble.
You might dabble in this game?
I might dabble.
Oh, I tell you what. If you dabble and take Tennessee, I'll root for you.
Of course, I will outwardly root for you. That would be part of the reason why I did it.
Yep, that's fine. I will root for you. Go Titans all the way. All right. In Chicago, Packers laying 3 against the Bears. I don't know if you saw this, though. Justin Fields, full participant in practice yesterday.
Yeah, I did see that. I think that changes things for a lot of people.
I think it changes everything. Mooney looks like out for the year. But Fields is so dynamic, I think they figure it out with other guys.
I don't understand. Can you explain to me, though, why they would even allow Justin Fields to try to get him to play at this point?
Why would you not?
The man dislocated, like, has legitimate damage in his shoulder.
I understand. But listen, unless it's going to wind up being long-term that, like, he's going to start week one of next season.
What? Well, yeah, I understand that. But if he plays in this game and his shoulder pops out again,
then you shut him down.
And then he has to get surgery, probably.
Yeah, that would stink. But even if he does, he'll still be... I mean, it's not his throwing shoulder.
I understand that, but hasn't he already... Yeah, but do you really want to... How many times have I told you, haven't dealt with all these injuries, that it's tough to get better at what you do if you're rehabbing an injury all the time?
Listen, I get it, but he wants to play, and they want to play him. He's the only bright spot on the team right now.
But he's already... Like, he's proven to you that he's the guy now. The guy gets hit a lot.
He gets hit a lot.
A lot.
So you know, then maybe you game plan a little differently. Then maybe you're not running, you know, running naked bootlegs for him all the time. But I listen, if I'm a Bears fan, if you're a Bears fan, outside of watching Justin Fields, what do you have?
Well, not a lot.
Okay.
I mean, you traded your two best defensive players.
You have almost Mooney's now out.
Yeah,
I mean, you're
just told
an absolute
me.
Disaster.
Yeah, you just told me that his best weapon. Hey, we're going to change the game plan. Who am I throwing to?
Well, they have Claypool. They have Cole Kmet. They still have guys.
He was limping around the field last week, too.
Who, Claypool or Kmet?
No, Claypool was limping around the field.
Well, he's going to play, and I'm excited by that. Looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to play in this one, too, for the Packers.
Yeah, he announced on McAfee on Tuesday that he was playing.
Yeah, he's playing. Boy, you know what? I would love if Green Bay wants to play Love, and they just can't.
Well, if they keep, I mean, if they win, I mean, he said,
"Well, he still has them going to the playoffs."
Well, no, he said he wants to win out, but he said he would entertain the conversation if they were mathematically out. But
yeah, sure. If he wants to play, he will make a stink that he's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you see how much money he's going to make next year if he comes back?
Was he make 50?
I think it's higher than that. I think it's almost 60 next year.
Oh my, 60 million! All right. Moving right along, 1 o'clock in Atlanta. Steelers short week, good win on Monday Night Football against the Falcons. And by the way, you say that's a meaningless game. Atlanta is right there for that division.
Oh, that's why this spread surprises me a little bit.
You like Atlanta, don't you?
Well, I mean, the Atlanta's playing for something. I don't know why. Listen, I have so much respect for Arthur Smith. Like, if anyone knows Arthur Smith's backstory, the fact that he's grinded all the way to becoming an NFL head coach, all the time and effort, and he
isn't
was
he from like a billionaire family?
Yeah, RJ, is it FedEx that his dad founded or his grandfather founded?
I believe it's FedEx.
It's wow. FedEx, right?
I wish I was from the FedEx family.
Oh, but this man grind. I don't know why he was throwing the ball in second and goal. Doesn't make much sense to me. And he
well,
he
no,
the
no,
price.
It does. I don't think they had any timeouts, and okay. There was not a lot of time left.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they end up losing that game. Kenny Pickett has been good the last couple. He's not turning the ball over. I don't know if Najee Harris is going to play or not. But Atlanta
looks like he might play.
Atlanta
in that
needs
game.
To win this game.
Yes, but they're not very good. Like, they're very mediocre.
They can run the ball though.
And he said, RJ just told me his dad is a billionaire.
Yeah,
$5.8 billion net worth.
Oh my! He might buy the Falcons at some point.
I know. Wouldn't that have been easier? Hey, Dad, this whole 18-hour day thing is not good for me. Can you just buy an NFL
buy
team?
Buy me the team, and then I'll coach them.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
And then we'll make it interactive. We'll put up polls. What do you want to do on 3rd and 1? Naked bootlegs?
Arthur Smith's a smart guy.
Oh, he's good. No, he's a good coach. Cleveland at Houston, the return that we've all been waiting for. Deshaun Watson makes his Cleveland debut in Houston against his former team.
It just so happens that the suspension just lines up perfectly with him going back to Houston.
Back to Houston. That's right. Brown's giving 7 in this one, by the way.
Brown's giving 7. It looks like there's going to actually be some of the accusers are going to be at this game.
Oh, God.
So that should be a...
That'll be a great scene.
I don't know what to... I'm most intrigued to see what he looks like.
I have a hard time...
Houston
and I like Cleveland because I feel sorry for them and I always want them to do well. I'm going to have a hard time rooting for Deshaun Watson.
Do you understand what a bad... Like, does the NFL understand what a bad look this whole situation was for them?
How about the fact that they give this guy $250 million guaranteed
30.
Dollars? Whatever. I mean, okay, fine. $230 guaranteed. But guaranteed?
How
he's
about
the one guy that gets his deal guaranteed all the way through?
How about he gets the $230 guaranteed, and Lamar Jackson, who's won an MVP and has never done anything wrong,
right, as a decent human guaranteed. Being, can't get paid.
And you wonder why there would be frustration from him.
Well, you know what the thing is? The only way Cleveland could get a guy like this is by making that kind of a deal.
Well, of course. He said he wouldn't go to Cleveland until they offered him.
I don't want to go to Cleveland. I refuse to go there. They'll pay me what? Guaranteed? Oh, let's go Cleveland.
Houston stinks, though.
I'll live in the stadium.
Whatever you want.
I'll live in the stadium. Baker, leave me the key. You know, this is a sneaky, interesting game for me. Jacksonville, good win last week. Detroit, very competitive. Jaguars on the road in Detroit, giving 1.
Trevor Lawrence is starting to get it. Like, it's starting to...
Yep.
It's starting to look the way everyone expected.
You can see it.
I'll tell you what, though. This, I mean, they're two pretty evenly matched teams. This number surprises me, too, with Detroit. Like, Detroit,
you thought
score
Detroit
points.
Would be like a 3 or 4 point favorite?
Yeah, or at least, I mean, a point and a half, 2 point, whatever it was. Like, I mean, they could score points, Detroit.
Detroit's offense is good.
Yeah, they won 3 straight. I mean, I know they lost last week.
Look at their running
week,
backs. Jamal Williams, DeAndre Swift, right? Amon-Ra St. Brown is really
good.
Really good. I don't know when Jameson Williams makes his debut, but yeah, that's a team that's talented offensively. I don't think Goff is as bad as people think he is.
RJ, is Jameson Williams playing this weekend?
I don't think so.
Maybe next week?
Yeah, they keep saying like he might, and then when it gets down to it, they're like, he's not quite ready yet.
But I mean, they barely lost to Buffalo.
Well, no, it was tied in the final play of the game. We don't have to spend a lot of time. Baltimore laying 8.5 to Denver. I mean, there's no more disappointing team in all of football than Denver this year.
Denver stinks. Denver stinks, but I think Baltimore's got to figure whatever they're dealing with in the fourth quarter, they got to figure it out.
What do they have, 3 or 4 losses? They could be sitting here undefeated right now.
Yeah, well, Baltimore. Because their defense in the fourth quarter stinks, and their offense for some reason, even their special teams last week.
Well, they blew that game plays to Miami. They blew the game to the Giants. They blew the game last week. I mean, they've really fallen apart quite a bunch.
Oh, they lost to Jacksonville, man.
I know. Well, they went for 2 at the end. They got it, and they went on that drive, and they fumbled the ball on that prior drive. So, yeah, they really fell apart.
Well, that was after running it out of the end zone for some reason.
I know. Speaking of falling apart, the Rams have completely fallen apart. Aaron Donald will miss his first ever game in the NFL. Seahawks in L.A. taking on the Rams. Seattle giving 7.
Yeah, this is another one. I mean, the Rams are done, man. Done.
Cup and gone, Detroit has their pick.
No kidding. This is a risk you run when you say F picks.
But you know what? You'd do it again, wouldn't you? You won a Super Bowl.
Of course you would.
Yeah. If it plays out in a Super Bowl, you have to do it. Maybe game of the week, if not certainly top 3. Miami on the road against San Francisco. Niners laying 4 in this one.
This is right there with Kansas City, Cincinnati. Yeah. This is a real test. We got Mike McDaniel going back to San Francisco. I mean, RJ, 4 straight games. San Francisco hasn't let up a point in the second half.
4 straight games.
4 straight games.
Going up against RJ, you're bullish on this game, aren't you?
It's tough not to be, but my heart's in it.
You got to take that. You got to take. They need your support, RJ.
We'll go mano a mano. Let's go.
And Dave will go up against you. Come on, man. Please do it for me.
Do it for you. You just know because you pick up a game somewhere if you go through
a sizable lead. He picks up a game somewhere if he hits a winner, RJ.
Yeah, he's got to go 3-3
first. he's got to win a game.
So you don't think he'll win a game this week?
No. I mean, if he doesn't win a game again this week. If he doesn't win a game this week, it's over.
We're setting the bar high with 3, and you're saying he's got to win a game.
I'd like to see a win from him.
I'll have to tie something into a bun, probably.
Yes. Bun tying.
Cincinnati.
You know what, RJ? We move on when we're ready to move on.
I'm trying to help you.
I'm ready to move on. Kansas City on the road in Cincinnati. Chiefs laying 2.
Cincinnati's playing good football, man. Joe Burrow
is a great
stud.
Game.
Jamar Chase looks like... Did you know Jamar Chase had a broken hip? Did you read
broke
this stuff
his
about
hip?
This? Yeah, like he didn't know. Like it was like you got to read.
I thought
about
this was a hip strain.
No. It was fractured. Like he spent the time recovering on crutches. Like he thought it was, he felt it, and then all of a sudden he didn't know how bad it was, and he couldn't. Then he was stiff, and he couldn't. You got to read about it. It's crazy.
I'm going to read right after the show all about this broken hip. Anyway, yeah, Kansas City laying 2 to Cincinnati. Maybe I've fallen into a trap here, but if I can ever get Kansas City and all they need to do is win the game, I like that.
No, I know you like that, and I told you I was listening to Travis Kelce said he had this game circled. Like this was one of the games that they were looking forward to. Like, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, their offense is the best offense. I mean, just statistically, like, their offense, that Kansas City offense, has not missed a beat without Tyreek.
Remember all the conversation, oh, they're going to lose Tyreek, and it's going to be so different. They might be better now without Tyreek.
Because he's so freaking good, man. Like, but that's the thing, though. Like, Aaron Rodgers' guy, his blankie was Davante Adams. Patrick Mahomes' blankie is Travis Kelce.
Or Andy Reid.
Yeah, but both. Remind me to tell you. I don't want to waste time now, but I got a Travis. I got another good story with Pat Mahomes.
I'd like to hear that. Oh, the one about how he wound up on Kansas City?
Yes.
Yep. I heard that story. You're not the only one that does research for the show, my friend.
That was a good story, though.
Raiders, Chargers. You see this number now?
I do.
In Vegas, Raiders are now laying a point against the Chargers.
The Chargers, because the Chargers are an abomination. I can't stand the Chargers. They're dead to me. Hate them.
Oh my God. They won last week.
Yeah, because they went for 2.
Because they didn't cover, and that's why you hate them.
Of course not.
You know what? Would you guys ever allow us to take 4 games this week? It would be in your benefit, Rick.
Who would you take?
I love the Raiders in this game, but I don't think I have enough space to take them.
I knew it. Well, I'll tell you why. Can I explain to you why you love the Raiders?
Why do I love the Raiders?
Because the Chargers can't stop them. I mean, their run defense is garbage.
If I knew that Josh Jacobs was fully healthy, I think I would move the Raiders into my top 3 picks of the week.
Is Seattle's defense okay? Seattle's defense
it's
is
okay.
Pretty good.
Okay, it's
but
okay.
They're in Seattle, right? Did you see how many yards Vegas put up against Seattle's defense?
They put up 500 yards.
Almost 600 yards.
That's a lot of yards.
They put up like 576 yards against Seattle's defense.
That's a lot of yards.
Seattle.
We got to move.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm excited by this as well. Indianapolis and Dallas. Dallas on Sunday Night Football. We've got a real stinker here. Cowboys laying 10.5.
Dallas could smash them.
I think they're going to.
That could have been that might have been Indy's last gasp.
Yeah, it's not working out so good for Jeff Saturday. Hopefully, he uses his timeouts in a more economical way.
He admitted he should have taken that timeout.
Well, yeah. Well, right after the game, he didn't though.
No,
I did nothing wrong. I'd do it again.
Time apparently wasn't an issue at that point.
Yeah, and then the Saints at the Bucks. You sure you're not interested in the Bucks laying 3.5 in this game?
I'm staying away from the Bucks. Something broken with them.
Please take it.
No, I'm not taking it. I'm not going near them. They're done. I'm dead.
That they're going to cover this game.
Of course they will.
Absolutely. And there you have it.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.